This is Louis Navalier. It's Friday, January 2nd. Happy New Year, everybody. I didn't want to leave you folks alone today, but there's something important happening under the surface that I thought I should alert you to. Our data center-related stocks, which are about 45% of our portfolio, are all breaking out to the upside right now. So that's a very good sign that the market is reverting to fundamentals. Obviously, our data center stocks have a growing order backlog. They have positive balance revisions. A lot of them provide good guidance. So this is a very good development. Now, what was odd about the fourth quarter is that, and Bespoke just documented this, is that the worst performing stocks did the best, okay? And we saw that short covering rally commence in October 22nd. It continued through mid-November. But anytime you have a short squeeze or short covering rally, it doesn't last very long. So it looks like the market is now reverting back to quality, which is, of course, what we do. Now, the other interesting stock to watch is, of course, Tesla, which just announced very disappointing sales for the fourth quarter. Of course, the EV tax credit had expired, but BYD is now beating them internationally, and Tesla sales have declined 2 years in a row. But Tesla, believe it or not, didn't get impacted by this. I think they wanted to get this out. Tesla's trading on the robotaxi hope that we'll soon be able to call a robotaxi and it'll take us somewhere. And so whether Elon Musk fulfills his self-driving pod fantasy or not is another matter, but he's certainly working on it. So is Waymo. And this is obviously going to be the future. We just don't know who's going to win. Uber, I should add, will be announcing their robo service in LA here shortly. It'll be the ID Buzz vans. Those are the Volkswagen vans. So they're very practical vehicles. So fascinating times to watch, but that's the first wave of the robotic wars. And eventually, I guess, we'll have robots in our homes. Right now, robots are mostly confined to the factory floors and warehouses. And it's going to be interesting because all the onshoring that's happening in America, those new plants and facilities are being highly automated. So they should be very efficient. Otherwise, there's not too much else going on other than the international news. Obviously, the protests in Iran are very interesting. That started with the merchants in the bazaar getting frustrated that the Iranian currency fell over 60%. But it quickly escalated to oust the mullahs that are currently leading Iran. Even in the holiest city in Iran, they had protests. Unfortunately, the security forces are now shooting live bullets and killing people and arresting leaders. And Iran has been executing people at a higher pace than normal. So President Trump has said he will intervene to protect the protesters. We don't know what that means. We may have a regime change underway in Iran. Okay. The mullahs, just so you know, are a minority. And they often stay in power by promoting conflict among other groups. But they have squandered a lot of Iran's wealth on weapons and things like that. And Tehran doesn't have water, which is not good when you have 50 million people living there. So between the lack of water, the currency collapse, and people being very, very frustrated, there might be a significant change. And that would be a good development for the world. Hopefully, because Iran has been funding terrorist activities, mostly throughout the Middle East. So that would be good if they could, stop tormenting people and become a good country. You know, Persia is the longest living civilization in the world right now. So it'd be nice if they could get new leadership. So that's a big development, obviously. You see what's going on in Venezuela. We're striking, we're more drug boats off of Venezuela, Colombia. Venezuela took some U.S. people and has arrested some U.S. people. I guess they want to hold them as hostages, but I don't think the U.S. military is going to back off on its policy with Venezuela. So, I mean, it appears the goal will be to help Venezuela recover with the help of U.S. energy companies other than Chevron, which operates there now, and then help prosperity return to Venezuela. But they have to get rid of Maduro first. So, you know, it's interesting to watch all these developments around the world. But as we enter the new year, if there's any risk, there's a deflation risk. We just got news today from that condo prices were down in September and October, and we know rental prices are falling. This means the inflation news is going to be very soft. You know, we do have low crude oil prices everywhere except California, because California has problems with refinery shutdowns and pipeline shutdowns, so they now have to import their especially blended gasoline. It would be easier if they could just get gasoline from Mexico or Canada, but apparently they have to have their special blend. So other than California, we got some deflationary forces rippling across the country, and this should involve massive Fed rate cuts. Now, we're obviously going to have a new Fed chairman announced. We'll see what his policy is going to be. But I do think at least 100 basis points in Fed rate cuts is coming this year. And that's going to be a big turbo boost to the market, big boost to the economy. Right now, the economy is being driven predominantly by data center growth. Pretty persistent consumer spending, which is surprising to a lot of people. But the boomers do have a lot of money. And then finally, it's being driven by much better trade figures. You know, our exports are the second highest ever recorded, and they probably will be hitting records soon. So lots of interesting things underway right now. So all I can tell you, we're going to have another round of record earnings. And I'm counting on those earnings to drop kick and drive our stocks higher. And I'm very excited that our data center stocks have broken out today and are clearly benefiting from persistent institutional buying pressure. Volume is going to pick up next week, so next week's moves will be more meaningful. But I'm very, very encouraged by what I see today. So take care, everybody. It's going to be a prosperous new year. Hang on. Enjoy the ride. Saluti Navalier.